So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Did you realize that an average person consumes only 1.4 cups of vegetables per day? That's right, you heard me. Only 1.4 cups. We're supposed to consume at least 7 to get our daily minerals and vitamins. Vegetables also supply phytonutrients as well as beta carotene and thousands of plant-based chemicals that give us many added health benefits. To fulfill this missing requirement, Dr. Berg has developed Veggie Solution. Veggie Solution is a high-quality greens powder that allows you to easily get your recommended amount of greens every single day. Just 2 delicious scoops gives you an equivalent of 6 cups of greens at only 69 cents per scoop. That's less than a dollar for 6 cups of greens. Dr. Berg's Veggie Solution is a complete protein, highly digestible, low carb, keto-friendly, with tons of omega-3s and absolutely no sugar. Dr. Berg feels it's important that everyone gets their vegetables, and made this product cost-effective too. Veggie Solution comes in original and in a raspberry lemon flavor. Go to shop.drberg.com to get yours today.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, I'm back to answer another question. Someone wanted to know my opinion on psyllium husk. Is it good to take? Is it bad to take? So what is it? It's basically a fiber from a plant called Plantago avata. Okay. It's actually the hulls, which is the outer coating around that whole thing. It gives a laxative effect. It's normally for constipation. It absorbs a lot of water because it's 70% soluble fiber. Okay. So you have two types of fiber. You have the soluble fiber and the insoluble fiber. Soluble fiber is eaten by microbes. It's called a prebiotic. Now, I looked up several studies and there was some conflicting studies. One of the studies I found, and I'm going to put a link down below, shows that it actually caused colon cancer. Other studies show that it decreases the risk for cancer. So it's kind of a mixed bag there. But here's my opinion on psyllium husk. Overall, I look at it as a refined fiber, because there's no nutrients. There's no vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, phytonutrients. So my thoughts are this. Why not kill two birds with one stone? Get your fiber and your nutrients from the same food, vegetables. So I want to thank you for being here and watching my videos. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so you can stay informed of future videos. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.